Hello everyone, how are you? Good. When did you arrive? Oh, they're leaving already. Bye. It was nice to see you. Hope that you stay in Finland a bit longer than that. So you had time to get acquainted with the weather? Yes, good. Okay, my name is Lotta Kokkonen and I come from the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication. And I have to apologize. I know, I also teach communication skills and presentation skills, and I know that you shouldn't apologize at the beginning of your presentation because that sort of is a kind of let down. Oh, wow. But now I have because I've got a flu. So if you can't hear me or if I start coughing or, you know, go weird, it's all about because of this situation. Normally, you know, teachers fall in while they start their vacations. For me, it was the other way around. I was perfect until the last week. And, you know, what does that tell about me? I don't know. Anyway, I'm here to talk about half an hour, about 25 minutes, about just how to prepare. You know, you're prepared already, about what to kind of what to expect, and maybe reflect your own expectations a little bit. I've studied. Well, I've got personal experiences of being in a new environment. I've got crappy experiences from various places. And that's what got me interested in the phenomena of adapting, let's see the quotes, adapting to a new environment. As I was a child, my parents took me to live in Israel. And I remember I was five, and I went to the local school. It was an English school. I didn't speak any English at the time. I had my friend who was a bit older and she could speak English. And then I remember sitting in a classroom and then teacher was showing pictures of animals, obviously asking for the English names for the animals. I didn't know any of them. And then there was a moose. And then my friend whispered to me in Finnish, "Hirvi." And I was so excited that I thought that would be the right word, and I put my hand up. And then the teacher, because I had been, you know, not active at all, and then, you know, was delighted that, oh, you can speak too. So obviously he said that, you know, what is this? And I said loud and clear, I said, "Hirvi." Yeah. And everybody started laughing. And I still remember the, you know, the feeling of shrinking and going small and sort of, So, not always having an experience in a new environment is lovely and fantastic. And it can also be hard. It can be a tough learning experience. But what I take from that is that, well, finally I did my PhD and I wrote the story on my, you know, at the beginning of my PhD. So I thought that, you know, it was a learning experience worth taking. So that is, as I guess, this is why I'm here, because I've sort of done a research on this area, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Where do we go? I go here. Okay. So what to expect? I'm not going to go through theories, but just to have the word theory there, I hope to convince you that this is sort of based on academic research, not only on my, you know, blubbering about stuff. And some, maybe some ideas how to cope and how to make most of it. Before we go any further, well, all in all, I think that your whole experience will be a combination of your it all starts with your expectations. Anybody from the Netherlands? Hey. I went to the Netherlands to do my exchange. It was back in 1997, I think. So last decade, kind of a long time ago. Anyway, I love the Netherlands, but my experience was horrible. It was not because of, you know, the Netherlands and the Dutch and everything, but it was because of my expectations. I was expecting that I would make a lot of local friends. You know, I would get to, you know, the Dutch culture and all that. I didn't make a lot of local friends. And I think one of the reasons was that because I didn't speak any Dutch, all I can say is, ik spreek geen Nederlands, which is to say that I don't speak any Dutch. So every time I opened my mouth, it was sort of evident that, you know, we could communicate because, you know, Dutch, you speak perfect English and it's, you know, no problem. But then it's a reminder that, oh, you know, you're not going to stay. You're just here for the, you know, what, 6 months? And then why would somebody invest in me knowing that, well, she's going to be gone in a few months anyway? So I was at my expectations. You know, I made great friends from France, from England, from Sweden, from Finland. I had to go all the way to the Netherlands to meet Finns. But I was still disappointed. Why? Because my expectations were not met. So I think what we are going to do today is to spend 1 minute on reflecting on, you know, what do you really expect? Because that then influences your encounters. You know, how do you encounter the new situation and new people and, you know, all these exams that you have to do and other things? Because then how you encounter, what kind of situations you end up is always emotional. So you always have the sort of emotional reaction to that, and that then transforms into new expectations. You know, how do I expect to meet people from now on? So it's kind of a circle. All areas important to consider. So, what do you expect? Why are you here? What do you expect? Change some expectations with the person sitting next to you, preferably the one that you don't know from before. Okay, all right. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you will have lunch after this, so you can continue. Excellent. So, what do you expect? Anyone, what do you expect? Yeah, you expect to meet?
New people, I mean, to have new friends.
To have new friends? Fair enough. Yep, yep. Yeah.
I expect to learn about myself to make friends.
Yeah, about your subject and then make friends. Okay, what else? Yes. Okay, so interested in a sort of topic that you've heard that it's sort of going on here, and that's education and education system, okay? Yep, mm-hmm. What else? Yes?
I want to travel around Europe.
You want to travel around Europe, okay. Yes? Hyvä. Loistavaa. Excellent. That is a very, very good goal. Yes. Something else? All of these goals are good. Anything else? Yes. Yep. Yep. So improve your language skills and become more confident. Yes. What else? Anybody here for the reindeers? They're not here. They're not here. No, neither do we have polar bears. If you want to see reindeers, you go to Lapland. If you want to see polar bears, you know, whatever. Yes.
I like similar
things.
But also the, I don't know what you call the aurora.
Yeah, the northern lights. Go to Lapland. Yes. Sorry? You.
I want to tell my kids some adventures.
Adventures, yes. When I was a young man, I traveled to Finland. I can see that. I so see that. Oh boy, that is nothing compared to, you know, I've sort of become a middle aged now, and I hear myself telling to my kids these stories that, you know, when I was a young girl, we used to ski to school. Because we did. That, very good, very good. What else? So, oh, you're expecting adventures, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not go into detail. Yes?
Discover what it's like in other countries, like the culture, and share experiences with
people. Okay, yep, to share experiences with new people and also learn about the culture. Now we are in the sort of, in the, I would say, the issue that I would like to consider. What is the culture that you are expecting to get acquainted with? Okay, yep. Because the reason why I'm asking this is that if you are expecting to get acquainted with the reindeers, and, you know, what do you know about Finnish culture and see the DDD? And is that the kind of culture that you want to get acquainted with? You know, what is the adventure that you want to experience? I mean, you can always go to sauna and then swim in the lake, because that is an adventure of its own. But does that, what does that tell you about Finnish culture? Or is that a kind of thing that you want to experience? I'm sure you should, because that's something that you can brag about. It was minus 30, and I went, and I swam in the lake. Should do that. Worth telling. Even my kids would be impressed. They were, whoa. So, yes, I would, because we know from research that most of you will not hang out with Finns. You will hang out with each other. Yeah. You go to sauna for sure, because that's part of the experience. And you will probably see the northern lights, which is good for you, because I haven't seen much of them. You'll probably see the reindeers, which is nice. They're cute. So what is, what, you know, what do you expect? Many of you said that you want to make new friends. Brilliant, because I think this is how we learn about ourselves, this is how we learn about the world. But then, you know, in my mind, when I was in the Netherlands, I kind of thought that, you know, it's nice to meet people, but I won't meet the Dutch, because they are, you know, because you're better than everybody else. Now, because I thought that this would, if I knew Dutch, this would give me somehow richer experience and somehow better experience in emerging myself into this so-called Dutch culture. But what is Dutch culture? What is Finnish culture? I mean, if you go and live with people of my age, they will tell you that I used to ski to school. Well, if you go and hang out with my grandparents, they will tell you that, no, I used to ski 60 kilometers to school. And then if you hang out with my kids, they will tell you, I hate skiing. I haven't done that. I'm not going to do it. I like rap music. You know, let's dance. So what is the sort of the culture that you are expecting to get acquainted with? And how you're going to do that is another question. So why do you have these expectations? Did somebody tell you about this country? Did you read it online? Why did you come here? Yes. In Finland, why didn't you go to the Great Britain? Yeah, there are always the winners and the losers. You can't go to Great Britain because of the Brexit. You come to Finland to learn the language. Fair enough. Okay, so yes, the question is, where did you hear about this country and these possibilities about the Finnish schooling system? You know, you've probably heard from or read from somewhere. So, you know, what have you heard and read and what do you know previously have also influenced your expectations? So maybe also critically think about, you know, why do I expect this and this and this and this to happen? So what is to be expected when you enter a new environment? Well, these are the kind of, we know from research, these are the kinds of things that may change, not necessarily, but it could be. Well, the environment, I'm hoping more snow because this is really dark and dull. Probably you're not used to snow at your home country, or you are, I don't know. How things look, smell and sound. And this is something that you don't probably expect, but in a few months' time, it could be that you think that, oh, they don't have any good clubs in Jyväskylä because they don't have the type of scene that you're used to. I've heard this many times, is that, you know, I love salsa, and you don't have that in Jyväskylä. Probably you do, but, I mean, you know, the type of acoustic things that you didn't know that you're used to, and then you the birds or the noises. I have a friend who is from big city, and whenever he comes to Jyväskylä, he carries this sort of recording where he has all these traffic noises, because he can't fall asleep without that because it's too quiet. Seriously, he says, I can't, it's weird. It's intimidating because I can't hear these familiar noises, so I play this, and that soothes me, and then I can sleep. So values can change. You know, what is right, what is wrong, you know, what can you do that is expected, etc. Norms and rules. Elisa was talking about the relationship between teacher and students. It is very informal if you compare it to many other language areas and many other countries. But remember, you are still not their friend, even if you call them by your first name. What is your name? Mm-hmm. Luisa. Okay, so, you know, I as a teacher, I could say, oh, Luisa, nice to see you. Or I could send you an email, hey, Luisa. But it wouldn't mean that you could ask me to, you know, pass my exam, will you? Because you're friends. So things like this can change, and they can be different or not. Because then we also have teachers who are very formal, who expect you to call them with their surnames or something. So it can change. Perceptions and interpretations. These all can change when you come into a new environment. A stereotype. If you tell a Finn, oh, let's have coffee sometime, they will start already planning, should I cappuccino or would I like to have my... You don't just throw out things and not then do it. If you say something, that means you really mean it, and, you know, then you're going to do it. You know, if you tell somebody that I love you, that's like, okay, you're married and stuff, and you know. Finns do not say that, like, I love teaching. Mä rakastan opettamista. No, you know. No, you only love things that you really are ready to pour your heart out and die. So, you know, these could be different, but not always, not necessarily. These are stereotypes. I could list you a lot of stereotypes about Finns, for example, and all the time, every time I say Finns are very quiet, well, I'm not like that. Finns are shy. Well, I'm not like that. Finns love vodka. I don't love, I hate vodka. So every time you say something about a particular culture or a group of people, you can always say that, well, it can be a stereotype. It can apply to some people, but not everybody. You know, how do you address people? Do you ask questions? You know, can you ask a direct question from a teacher during the lecture? Of course you can. You know, can you critique? Can you say that I really disagree with what you're saying? Maybe not, because we don't, you know, not always very active students in the classroom. The conversations are done in smaller groups. So that if you say to your professor that I completely disagree what you just said, they might be a bit, you know, oh, okay. But it always comes down to the individual. You know, everybody can be different. But of course, university has a culture, working culture. So university culture is something that you will be emerging into. So how close you go to each other, how much do you touch each other? That can be different. How do you greet people? Do you kiss them or do you shake their hands? These can all be different. And we all have to adapt. I'm sure you've been in a situation where you go like, and then you feel like, oh, again. Okay, so it's all about, you know, emotions. When you think that, do I understand you? Did she understand me? It's uncertainty that we're talking about. And if we experience a lot of uncertainty, it can be that we start to avoiding those individuals and those situations because it's often very uncomfortable. Some of us love it. There is this one really brilliant research, and it's nothing like humanistic, I feel. It's a hardcore science from brain people, you know. It's a medical journal. And then they've studied, you know, the brains of different people and how different people experience uncertainty. And the study was conducted among people who are married to a person from a very different cultural background. And the result was that if these people were not married to this person from a very different background, they would most probably do extreme sports. Because they love, you know, we all know the type that go to Finland and want to have experiences, have the rush. So, and then we all know the type, like my grandma is that, oh no, oh, so you're saying that we should have coffee next week? Well, I don't know, let me think. And then if you try to change that time, it's a disaster. So some of us can take uncertainty more than others and we all react differently, but it's very common that when you have a lot of it, you get tired. So be prepared to be tired. It's not only because of that, but it's also because you're probably listening to another language. You're listening to another dialect. You're listening to new people when you always pay more attention. So you're actually listening more carefully than you do with your friends. So I would like you to question, what is the new culture that you think that you will be encountering? So that you won't be disappointed as I was. and then think about who are the people that you want to meet? Because meeting new people is hard work. It requires a lot of energy, but it's all worth it. So we have, the reactions, tiredness, even burnout, avoiding contact, alienation, ethnocentrism, prejudice. At some point, you might feel that you think that, oh God, I wish I was back in. Austria. Where are you from?
Austria.
Oh God, I wish I was in Austria. You know, things would be just so much better. People would know what I mean, etc. So this is the kind of when you kind of think that my way of doing things would be better for all of us. It's very human. We all encounter this at some point. We often blame others for the bad feelings. And we can even be mild paranoia. I remember when I was in the Netherlands, because I didn't speak any Dutch, I was sitting in a bus, and it was empty bus. And then there were two individuals came into the bus, and they sat just behind me. And then they were laughing all the time. I remember thinking that there's maybe chewing gum in my hair or something. I don't know. I mean, I really remember being a bit paranoid because I didn't know the language. I didn't know what was going on. So these are kind of reactions that you might have. Or the last one is that also this is very vastly documented among different immigrant groups, also students, is that kind of headaches, stomach aches, these kind of symptoms can also appear. Luckily, we have a very good system in healthcare system, so don't be afraid of use that. And also, if you have any things that you know trouble you, or you're worried, or you feel upset or anything, then Goody system is something that you can rely on. It's a person that has been trained to help you. She or he is not a counselor or not psychologist, but they have gone through a training, and they have sort of good connections to people who can help. So if you have any kind of worries, this is the system that University of Jyväskylä has really put into effort into this, that there will be help always available. So, you know, differences, your expectations, but then also your background will have a huge influence on what kind of experience you will have. Maybe you have traveled before, maybe you have already experienced this and you know how to cope with uncertainty, for example. Maybe you already speak some Finnish, that gets you a long way. So all this can influence, you know, you will have a different experience. What is then something related with what I said earlier is that I would like you to change your thinking from this traditional to something more modern. This traditional thinking is that, can I still use you? Thank you. What is your name?
Clemens.
Clemens, okay. Come from a sunny Austrian culture, right? Well, let's pretend there is. And you're coming to Finland, right? And you're coming to Finland. Are you ready? Yeah, you are here already, so it's kind of too late now. So this is you traveling from Austria to Finland, and now the process is whether you can cope. So, you know, your adaptation process, and do you learn any language, and do you find friends and all that? But then also, how do we see you? Each country has their ranking lists on most wanted and least wanted immigrants. They do. Really, there's a lot of research on this. The most wanted immigrants in Finland 10 years ago, anybody? Do you want to guess? Norwegian doctors. Anytime. Please welcome. Least wanted immigrants, any type of refugees from African countries. We all have these kind of ranking lists. Unfortunately, it's a cruel world, and for you, I'm sure, you know, you could even pass for a Finn. Maybe you just need to work on your accent just a little bit, but anyway, I mean, and then there are a lot of people who don't care. They don't care where you are. They don't care how you look, but they just take you as an individual. So we all have this, you know, how does the environment see you? But this is reality. What is problem with this is that can you claim that you are 100% Austrian and we could put you in a museum stating that this is a true Austrian? Or are you like me, is that you can say that, well, Finns are like this, but I'm not like that. Finns are like that, but I'm not like that. Yeah. So then you also have other qualities in you than the fact that you come from a given country. So this is reality. We all have different hobbies. We all have different identities. We all have different family backgrounds. We all have different language backgrounds, etc. So we all have to adapt all the time. And particularly you are now in an environment where most likely you're going to adapt to this group of people rather than a Finnish culture, whatever that is. This is a study that I did with exchange. Well, this is international students who are here for 2 years in master program. The reasons to go and see Goody, which is the counselor that I just told you about, study-related issues. So that's why Elisa was talking here, but telling you about the exams and about, you know, how to do an essay, etc., because those are the issues that you will face rather than, you know, Finns are so weird because they want to go to sauna naked. Well, you will express, you know, you have that too, but it's not going to be the biggest problem that you will face. Also, social relationships. It's hard work to make friends. So, you know, some of you might have this moment of, oh, I wish I was with my old friends. Don't hang around too much with your old friends because it's easy nowadays. Because that will take your energy away from actually meeting new people. Stress and well-being, it can be challenging because of all this uncertainty and you get tired and all that. Financial issues, and then homesickness and culture shock. So these are the kind of issues that we know that you might be experiencing, not necessarily. How to cope? I would say, most importantly, get to know people. Because through that, you can share your experiences. You know, I feel bad. Oh, I feel bad too. And then you get the social support. Or you can say that, guess what? I don't feel bad anymore because I did this and this and this. And then you said, oh, well, maybe I could try that too. Ice hole dipping is always a good idea. That cures all your health issues and your mental problems and everything. Because when you are in there, you kind of realize that, oh, I still want to live. I want to get out of here and still want to live. It's actually good for you. But if you think about the saying, my home is where your heart is, it doesn't mean the organ. It means the loved ones and it means the friends. So if you want to feel at home in Finland, if you want to feel at home in Kortepohja, if you want to feel at home in Jyväskylä, you have to connect yourself. Because through those people, you start feeling like, oh, this is home. And this has also been sort of said in many, many studies among students and immigrants, that geographical places will become homes through relationships. I'm over time now, but can I show this video? It's 3 minutes. It's really good. This story—it's a story about, first of all, the meaning of language. And some of you said that you want to learn Finnish. Finnish is not—I've heard. I mean, my kids can do it, so it's not bad. It's a difficult language, but I would still encourage you to learn at least some. Because it can be the gateway to relationships. Nowadays, we should, if we are using YouTube videos as part of our teaching, we should have the permission to use the video from the owner of the video. So I thought that I want to make this correct. I've got this really good video that summarizes many things that I want to, you know, communicate to my students. And I thought, you know, I'm going to contact the owner of the video and I'm going to ask, can I use your video as part of my teaching? It was slightly challenging because the company that had produced the video was Canon Australia, like a huge company. And I tried to search a contact information, couldn't find anything online because all they had is like, do you want to contact us? Please select from the following topics. And of course you didn't have there that, you know, I would like to use your video in my teaching. So I was, you know, what can I do? But then I remembered they have a Facebook page. So I went on the Facebook page and then I sent a messenger message to them saying that, hello, dear whom this may concern, my name is Lotta Kokkonen and I work at the University of Jyväskylä and I teach blah, 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 blah. And I didn't expect to hear from them, you know, a messenger message to a big company, you know. Next day, there was a message on my message box starting, moi, Lotta. Moi is a Finnish greeting, like informal, sort of, hello. And I got so like, oh, what? You speak Finnish? Oh! And then we started to communicate back and forth. And it turned out that they used to have a Finnish colleague. So that's why they knew the Finnish greeting. But to me, just that one word sort of brought the warm kind of, you know, oh, you know something about, oh. So just knowing just a little bit can actually open the doors for the relationships. And then I had the permission to use the video. So this is a video about how I hope that you will now start your journey and your adventure with an open mind. Don't let anybody box you just because you are from Austria or because you are from somewhere else or because, you know, you look like this or that. People will have stereotypes about this and that, but don't just accept that. But most importantly, don't treat people according to how you expect them to be like, because this is a good education how things can actually go funny if we are not aware. Now we just fingers crossed that the voice and everything is okay. Yes.
You're about to meet Michael. He lives fast as a self-made millionaire.
You didn't have to dress up. It's all right.
You're going to photograph Michael. He's actually saved somebody's life. Michael is an ex-inmate. He's a commercial fisherman. Michael claims to be psychic.
Nice to meet you.
Michael's a former alcoholic. Here's your camera. I would like you to flesh out the essence of who he is.
What would you like out of this? What would you like the photograph to say about you?
Do you find that being a psychic impacts much on your day-to-day life?
I can see this is emotional for you.
Like to like get to know the person.
You've only got 10 minutes, right?
I think you're a guy that's put yourself out there. You're not hiding anything. My plan was to find out about whoever it was and to try and get that. And what I learned from him is he's incredibly brave.
That was really intense. Pull this shirt out. Sorry.
I wanted to see the nature of the person, which then present a challenge. How do you portray him as a fisherman?
That's perfect.
He's a self-made millionaire and sort of a little bit intimidating. I wasn't going for a beautiful, nice, perfectly lit portrait.
I just want to try bring out something of who you are. I think that you just treat people like the everyday people, like everybody is. Pleasure. Thank you so much.
I hope I've got that guy's bravery on film.
So it was a very intimidating environment.
So you work.
I like that empty chair next to it too.
Because it's a totally different person.
Almost looks like six different people. So not everything I told you today was true. I'm not a fisherman. I am not an alcoholic. The GFC hit me hard, but I've never been a millionaire. Never been in prison. I am a Bondi lifesaver, but the story we talked about never did happen. I'm not psychic. Can barely spell it.
Before I knew there were different character pieces, I thought, that's really strange. These don't look like portraits of the character I thought you were. You always got your own preconceptions and you've got your ideas.
It pushed me into a position and a space that I wouldn't normally be in.
You have to dig a lot deeper. I mean, I think you're a lot more creative to work out how you're going to play things.
So, your expectations, we all have stereotypes even about ourselves. So try to break out from that. Get to know people. It's not easy, it's hard work, but it's all worth it. Keep in contact with your other social networks because that's where you get the social support also you need. And then remember that sitting in an exam or sitting into a person next to during the lecture will not just make you friends, but you have to sort of do a bit more. So try to find courses and places where you can actually interact with people. If you have space in your study plans, there is a course, Fundamentals in Multilingual and Intercultural Communication, that the main point is sort of having the relationships and learning from each other. So this could be a great opportunity for you to actually reflect and talk about everything related with encountering a new culture and then relationships. But all in all, I really wish that you will have your adventures. I hope that you will, you know, meet new people and get to know different cultures, and learn the language and meet the reindeers. So enjoy. Thank you.